Hypermanic noise.
We're turning 12. We're going to high school. We're becoming a man. Welcome to the Hypermanic Noise Podcast. This episode was recorded with Okoye Jones and is brought to you by our sponsor, The Faction Radio. The Faction is an online radio station where you can hear the best heavy tunes from overseas and at home. Get the app for your Apple or Android device or stream from their website at thefaction.live. You can catch this interview along with a ton of others as a part of the Matter of Faction segment, so get your metal fix and join the faction. Alright guys, this episode is awesome. It was great to talk to Okoye from Bolza, such an amazing band, just two dudes banging out some weird experimental heavy metal. He's a really cool dude. We talked about some obscure things like Friedrich Nietzsche, a lot of free thinking ideas, psychedelics, religion, all the stuff you'd expect when you're talking to a death metal band, right? So, yeah, it was a really awesome episode. I hope you enjoy it. It's only a short one because that's as much time as I could get. But I've spoken to Okoye afterwards and he really seems keen to come back on the show and have a chat about all the weird and wonderful things aside from metal. So that seems really cool. All right, enjoy, guys. This is episode 12 with Okoye Jones from Swiss band Bolsier, brought to you by The Faction Radio. Go and listen, yeah?
Podcast initiation complete. Warning. This episode may cause brain damage. Hypermanic noise.
Good morning. How you doing, man?
Hi, Doug. Douglas, how's it going?
Yeah, good. How are you, mate?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you, man. Looking forward to seeing you guys coming back down again. You guys were down here in 2015, just after the release of the Aura EP. So you're going to be back down with the Mighty Mayhem. What's changed for Bolza in the last 2 years, man?
Yeah, we've come around a bit since then. Played a bit more in the States, trying to set a foot here, and obviously a lot more in Europe. We've done a few tours, some South American shows. Some good festivals as well. So, you know, just things have taken off a bit. Things have progressed, you know, from since the last 4 years, and things have always been good. Looking forward to coming to Australia again, definitely. It's going to be a lot of fun. The reception was really good last time, so we were quite blown away with the experience. So,
oh, that's fantastic. Did you eat many of our native animals? Any crocodile, kangaroo, emu?
Unfortunately, we didn't have any time to get out to do any traveling.
Oh, right.
And this time it's going to be the same situation because we're kind of work bound at home. So we have to return and, you know, it's more of an in and out situation, which is a shame. But
You should definitely try and eat some of them on if you get to a pub somewhere, get some crocodile into you. It's great value.
Yeah. Okay, I'll take you up on that advice.
Yeah, we actually had crocodile ribs last night, and it's fucking awesome.
Really? Ribs? Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. Okay. So with you guys, I'm always impressed, even when I hear a three-piece band that has such a large and thick sound. And when I listened to you guys, I was surprised the first time I heard you because you're only a two-piece. I mean, is that something that just happened organically, or is that, did you set out to record and write as a two-piece? Or
yeah, it's a lot of it comes down to hapchance, the, you know, just the way the band formed. You know, Fabian and I were, you know, have been friends for quite some time, obviously preceding the band forming, and when we decided to make music together or to just jam together, It was obvious we there was a spark between us creatively, so that wasn't really a thing. We considered getting a bassist in, and we had a number of friends from our circle who could play bass, but they weren't bassists per se. You know, they weren't really mastering their instrument as such. So we had them in more as a I guess, like a sonic experiment to see if bass had a place within what we were doing at that point. And it proved to be negative. So, you know, it just never really felt right. The third person as an additional person within this creative relationship didn't feel right as such. And then the second point was the sound factor. I guess because they weren't as proficient as, you know, they could have been, it just left us to our own devices, and we decided to keep writing as a duo. And then I made the decision to you know, build out my setup as opposed to getting a bassist. So it was actually you know, an obvious challenge which we wanted to continue doing.
No, that's awesome. For a band that's so heavy, you guys have a lot of melody. Do you have a lot of influences outside of metal?
No, most definitely a lot of influences outside of metal. I mean, influences, I would say, you know, just things we like to listen to. We're not the type of band that take direct influence from other bands, you know, other artists, and let it flow into our sound. I guess inspiration would be, you know, a good word there. Some of the atmospheres of our contemporaries and things like that. That's something we like to transpose within our music. But we definitely listen to a wide variety of genres, and a lot of it is not metal. I mean, or, you know, outside of the rock genre as such as well. So it's, you know, it's nice that you pick up on that. Melody is important for us. I guess, and, you know, I don't consider ourselves to be a black metal band at all. But if there are any black metal nuances within the music, I guess it's the fascination with atmosphere and the bombastic element, or the melancholy, and the
That's definitely what I got from it. And the, you know, songs like Entrance by the Wolf Shook, the melody is so strong in that, but it's also just fucking bullshit heavy. You know, it's really, really heavy, but there's this underlying melody driving it through. And I think that, you know, that's what sets apart a good extreme metal band for me is, yeah, it's great that it's fast and it's heavy, but if you've got that, you know, in pop music, they have the vocal hook and the whole thing just fucking thrives on the vocal hook. Whereas in extreme metal, you've got to find a hook, and it's a very different way of finding those things to anchor the listener in. And you've managed to do that with really heavy music, and it's not an easy thing to do.
Oh yeah. Thanks, man. We love the riff, you know, I mean, like, I guess, as you were saying, the hook within this type of music, extreme metal as such, is often the riff and the vocal melody if there's melodious singing involved. But we're into good songwriting and, you know, the good songs of the 70s and 60s and stuff like that. So I guess that finds its place within our writing process as well.
Yeah, I definitely can sort of feel a lot more experimentation vocally and a bit of a nod to the 70s. That's kind of the influence I'm feeling more on Hero as far as your vocals. It's definitely nothing. I don't feel like it's a reflection of anything happening now, but I feel like it's, you know, almost speaking to the Pink Floyd fan in me, you know, from years ago. There's in a sort of roundabout way. I like that you've brought that level of almost psychedelic experience into the death metal, extreme metal world.
Yeah, there you go, man, because that's, you know, that's what we're into. So that's nice that you catch up on that, yeah.
Yeah, cool. So you're quite well-read when it comes to things like, you know, philosophy and the writings of Friedrich Nietzsche, and obviously Norse mythology. Well, yeah, you're not talking yourself up, but I'll give you those props. And, you know, the lyrics are obviously very heavily influenced by Norse mythology. Would you agree with that?
To a certain extent. I guess in terms of its, you know, Norse mythology often looks at existence on a number of different levels, involving, you know, as many different ancient cultures do, past, present, future, the fates and actions of man being influenced by the actions of gods, venturing into the mortal world and so forth. But, you know, I've always been fascinated by that, the polytheistic take on things where, you know, a god isn't as such a figment. It's more a lesson in place for man himself to follow, and perhaps creates a more like a moral conduct or an ethical code in harmony with his surroundings, i.e. nature, in order to survive. So I think it can present a lot of interesting life lessons, you know, for us, as opposed to monotheistic religions, which are merely a power tool and a means of enslavement. But not necessarily only the Norse mythologies. I you know, equally interested in the classical themes as well.
Yeah, I find you basically summed up my next question there, because I think that's what separates Norse mythology and those sort of belief systems. That in Christianity or Islam or whatever, there's the boss, and you can't piss off the boss or you'll get fired or, you know, sent to hell. It's just interesting because, you know, coming from Australia, we're not a very religious country. And I know that Europe, a lot of the countries are very, it's ingrained in you from day one. Do you find, I mean, is that something you've found is this like a reactionary thing to you? Were you raised in a religious environment and you went, hang on, this is bullshit? Or is it something you just saw in the community? Or,
well, you know, I mean, it's omnipresent, but it's Switzerland as such isn't to be compared to some of the Eastern European countries where, you know, Catholicism, brutal Catholicism of medieval sort is on the rise again. I mean, we're not going down those dark alleys anymore. Switzerland's quite progressive.
Yeah.
But you do have a lot of, you know, there are still elements of the previous generations. And it's not as if it's an oppressive presence in our society, but it's, you know, something I was faced with as a teenager, got in contact with, you know, growing up anywhere. If you get pissed off with what's going on, what's wrong with the world, then often religion has some kind of foothold in that. Yeah. And that's what got me into reading a lot of, free thinking persons and put me on the path I am on. But yeah, I wouldn't, you know, religion as such, if anything, nowadays, it's the rise of or the presence of Islam within what used to be a Christian context here, which I find rather disturbing. Because, you know, if that takes a foothold, then we are going back to medieval times regarding women's rights and some I feel quite strongly about. So,
yeah,
100%. You know, that's got nothing to do with racism or cultural, you know, homophobia, xenophobia. But I definitely have concerns for organized religion, yes.
Yeah, I can, as somebody that was involved in that at a young age, it's fucking terrible. And it's an insidious thing that destroys your psyche. It's, not good.
Yeah. Yeah, good to hear you got out of that, man.
yeah, I grew the fuck up. So when you guys come out, what can we expect to hear? Are you guys playing songs across the whole back catalog, or is it mostly a lot of newer material, or what sort of things?
I mean, as of late, we've been playing across the board, so to speak, and we are limited in our time, obviously, when we're supporting Mayhem. So I think we're playing a 40-minute set each night. So we're going to have to, really boil down to the essentials. We will be playing stuff from the album, obviously, but there will be some old songs in there too, yeah. So we'll try and keep it tight and enjoyable, I hope.
Yeah, that's awesome. And it's great to see that, you know, that you guys have just, you know, it's good when a band comes out and then 2 years later they come back and they've just built on that momentum. And I really love to see it because I've, you know, been involved in this scene for a long time. It's just great to see that the next step does happen. I mean, what advice could you give to bands that are struggling, that are, you know, pushing and struggling to make that next step? You know, obviously, you know, we'd all like to earn Metallica money, but but I mean, it's just not feasible. What would you say to those people that are, you know, trying to do what you guys do?
Well, I mean, obviously, a lot of it's let down to comes down to what the band is doing, how proficient they are at what they're doing. You know, if they're offering something which is exciting and worthy of new listeners. And I think there are a lot of those bands around, and a lot of them suffer from the inability to step over their own borders and put their music outside to other people. It's definitely something we see within Switzerland and within a lot of other European countries. I would advise them to, you know, to get out, to use the media platforms, obviously play live, and perhaps working with good bookers and being in contact and getting to know all of the good people within the scene that can assist you is definitely something we never regretted doing. You know, I think we were always involved. We always went out to shows, to festivals and in Germany and around Europe. And we got to know a lot of people from the get-go, which helped us ultimately, I think.
That's awesome. Oh, speaking of that, the guys that brought you out last time, Soundworks, Dicey, the tour manager, is actually my housemate. So, I'll definitely see you guys in Perth.
Oh, nice. I'd like to put out a special thank you to Brad and Dyson for, you know, having us up again. They've been really good to us, so we really appreciate it.
That's good. They're, as we say here, Gary Goodcunts.
Yeah, indeed.
Oh, awesome, man. I think we're about out of time, but thank you so much for having a chat to me. I look forward to seeing you guys down in Australia. And is there anything you'd like to say to the Aussie fans quickly before you go?
We really look forward to playing. Thank you for showing such interest in the return of Pilzer, and we hope you enjoy yourselves. We certainly will. Look forward to it.
Thank you very much, and thank you for teaching me how to pronounce the name properly. Fantastic, man. Thanks very much, and I'll see you in Perth.
Yes, see you in Perth. Thank you very
Fantastic.
Much.
Fantastic. Have a great day. Thanks, man.
Hypermanic noise.